to the creepy tales of Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Wendigo's Chase. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. Deep in the heart of the Appalachian wilderness, high above the town of Hollow Hills, a group of friends decided to camp for the weekend, lured by tales of stunning views and untouched nature. They set up their tents in a secluded spot near a river. The only sounds, the rustling leaves and the distant hoot of an owl. As the night wore on, the crackling campfire illuminated their faces, and the shadows of the forest grew longer, stretching ominously around them. "Ever hear of the Wendigo?" asked Alex, the self-proclaimed storyteller of the group, his voice low and dramatic. The others exchanged nervous glances.
"Isn't that some type of old legend?"
asked Mia, her curiosity piqued despite the chill creeping up her spine.
"Not just a legend," Alex continued. "The Wendigo is a monstrous spirit, a creature of pure hunger. It's said to haunt these very woods, drawn to those who stray too far from the beaten path. Once it catches your scent, it never stops hunting you, feeding on fear and flesh. Some say it was once human, but turned into something far worse. After resorting to cannibalism, it's always hungry, always hunting."
"Come on, man, you're just trying to scare us,"
Joss said, forcing a laugh, though he couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching them from the darkness. Suddenly, a loud snap echoed through the trees, as if something large had stepped on a branch. The group fell silent, their eyes darting toward the sound. The fire flickered, and the wind seemed to die down, as if the forest itself was holding its breath.
"Did you hear that?"
whispered Mia, her voice barely audible. They listened intently, the silence now oppressive, until another snap, closer this time, shattering the stillness. Then came a low, guttural growl that sent chills down their spine.
"We need to get out of here,"
Alex said, his voice tight with fear. Without hesitation, they grabbed their gear and began to back away from the campfire, their eyes scanning the dark woods for any sign of movement. But as they turned to leave, a shadow darted between the trees, something tall, gaunt, and impossibly fast.
"Run!"
Alex shouted, and they took off through the forest, their hearts pounding in their chest. The trees seemed to come close in around them, the branches reaching out like skeletal hands as they stumbled and tripped over roots and rocks. Behind them, they could hear the sound of heavy, labored breathing, followed by the terrifying scrape of claws against bark. They ran faster, but the creature was gaining on them, its monstrous growls echoing through the trees. Mia glanced back and caught a glimpse of it, a towering figure with sunken eyes and a mouth full of razor-sharp teeth, its skeletal frame covered in rotting flesh. It was the Wendigo, and it was hungry. Panic surged through her, and she pushed herself to run even faster, but the creature was relentless, tearing through the undergrowth with terrifying speed.
"We're not gonna make it!"
Josh yelled, his voice breaking with fear. Just as they reached a small clearing, the Wendigo let out an ear-piercing shriek, its hunger-fueled rage palpable. The sound was so loud it seemed to shake the very ground beneath their feet. They froze, their terror seizing them in place. The Wendigo burst into the clearing, its hollow eyes locking onto them, its breath ragged and dripping with anticipation. It lunged at Alex, its clawed hand outstretched, ready to rip him apart. But at the last second, something strange happened. The creature's eyes flickered with a sudden, unnatural light. It let out a shriek of agony, as if something had stopped it in its tracks. And when Dingo staggered back, its form flickering like a dying flame. And then, in an instant, it was gone. Vanished into thin air, leaving only the echo of its final scream. The group stood in stunned silence, trying to process what had just happened. The air around them was suddenly still, the forest eerily quiet, as nothing had ever been there.
Did that really just happen?
Mia whispered, her voice trembling. I don't know, Alex replied, his eyes wide with shock. But we need to go, now. Without another word, they turned and fled through the night, not stopping until they reached their car miles away. They never spoke of that night again, but they all knew what they had seen. Something ancient, something evil, something that would forever haunt their nightmares.